Hello, everyone. My name is Valerie Jarrett, and I'm one of the three co-chairs of President-elect Obama's Transition Committee. The other two chairs are John Podesta, who was formerly Chief of Staff to President Clinton, and Pete Rouse, who was formerly Chief of Staff to Senator Obama when he was in the Senate. So we are very interested in making sure that this transition is transparent, that we are giving information just in time to those of you who are logging on to our change.gov website so that you know what's going on just as decisions are being made. So last week we announced the co-chairs. President-elect Obama also announced that Rahm Emanuel will be his chief of staff. And this week we announced several of the key people who are leading the agency reviews. The Departments of Treasury, State, and Defense were the three that we came out with, since of course you know that the economy and national security are the two of the key issues that you, the American people, are concerned about. So we have a lot of work to do. We've hit the ground running. President-elect Obama is committed to having an efficient, competent, well-organized, transparent, and bipartisan transition team. We are looking for the best and the brightest around the country to help President-elect as he assumes office on January 20th. President-elect Obama adopted the most sweeping and strict ethics rules that have ever been in place in the course of a transition. So what we will prohibit is anyone who has lobbied on an issue within the last year from working on that issue in the course of the transition. Also, if you are a lobbyist, you may not lobby during the course of the transition, nor may you come back after President-elect Obama takes office for 1 year and lobby on an issue that you worked on in the course of the transition. These are sweeping rules. The goal is to make sure that everyone understands that this is not going to be a revolving door for lobbyists, that we are looking for people who have the best interests of you, the American people, in mind as they help us prepare to govern going forward. So we'll be back frequently to give you updates. We encourage you to log on to our website. As I mentioned, it's change.gov on a regular basis so that you have just-in-time information. Thank you very much.